Russia has produced the world's first floating nuclear power plant. A barge mounted with nuclear reactors is expected to begin traversing the Arctic this month, bound for the Chukotka Peninsula. Across the Bering Strait, Western Alaskans are worried about radiation. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin spoke to one Russia expert who says the nuclear barge is cause for anxiety, but also sees room for optimism.
Russia hasn't been keeping this a secret. Reporters have documented the fanfare at the vessel's launch in St. Petersburg and at its stop in Murmansk, where it picked up nuclear fuel along with a new paint job. It's now white, red, and blue, the colors of the Russia flag. TV crews, including state-owned Russia 24, were allowed to tour the barge-mounted facilities. Chief Construction Officer Andrei Talas told the network the design is advanced. Which means, he said, some facilities like the engine room are fully automatic. It's been tested and it operates perfectly. The nearly 500-foot barge is called the Akademik Lomonosov. Environmental groups like Greenpeace call it Chernobyl on ice. Each of its twin reactors is capable of powering a city the size of Fairbanks. The government-owned nuclear power company Rosatom says the plan is to dock at the city of Pevek in northeastern Siberia and provide heat and power to the mining region. At the launch event, Viktor Yelagin, chief engineer, told Russia 24 reporters that the design combines elements from the transport units used in nuclear icebreakers and the designs of stationary nuclear power plants. He said it has a state-of-the-art security system. But Japan used to promise its Fukushima nuclear power plant was safe, too. Then a tsunami struck in 2011, causing meltdowns and radioactive emissions. Bering Sea villagers learned this spring that radiation was detected in seawater samples they collected.
It's small, you know, not dangerous, but traceable to Fukushima.
Austin Amosuk is a marine advocate for Kawerik, the native nonprofit serving the Bering Straits area. He says the nuclear barge feels like one more source of potential danger to track in a region that's warming at an alarming rate. He's especially worried about cumulative effects.
The radiation effects and environmental effects, you know, we've been worried about for quite some time in this era of, you know, increased shipping, less sea ice.
Bering Straits Native Corporation CEO Gail Schubert says the barge is a big worry.
That's personally really concerning to me. I appreciate the fact that they want to bring power to some of their coastal villages in the Chukotka region. But I think that a lot of folks in my region are not excited about having a floating nuclear power plant brought into the region itself.
Rebecca Pincus is an Arctic security expert at the U.S. Naval War College in Rhode Island. She says Russia's nuclear track record does not inspire a ton of confidence. There was the Chernobyl meltdown in 1986, of course, but other worrying incidents, too.
Mysterious cloud of radioactive particles detected above much of Europe in 2017. Dramatic radiation surge. Nuclear facilities in Russia were responsible. Denials at the time by Russian authorities, right?
On the other hand, Pincus says there's every reason to believe the Russians will do their best with the nuclear barge because they have a lot of national pride on the line. Pincus says they strive to be the front runner in Arctic development.
The Russian authorities are developing the Arctic because it's of tremendous importance to them, and they recognize that it's happening in a fishbowl. You know, the world is watching what's going on in the Russian Arctic, and so I think there is a tremendous amount of scrutiny and pressure to ensure that nothing goes wrong.
And if it goes right? Well, the Alaska delegation to Congress has for years explored the idea of small reactors for their own off-grid communities. Pincus says maybe one day Arctic Council countries will try to replicate Russia's nuclear barge success story.
This would be a perfect opportunity to say, hey, you know, interesting. We find what you are doing interesting. We would like to learn more and try to make it sort of a positive avenue for information sharing.
The academic Lomonosov is expected to begin producing power for Chukotka in December. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Liz Ruskin.